Chapter 66. The doctor's office was in an old home that had a fireplace that had been stone shut. There was a perimeter of chairs that had varying degrees of comfort. Marjorie was thumbing a magazine. Ron was staring at each aspect of the room and rubbing his hands along his jean-covered thighs. Most of the people were old and sat patiently. It seemed incongruous when someone was there alone. Everybody went to the doctor's office with someone. The wait seemed to go on forever. People judged how many others were in front of them by surveying who was seated in the room when they arrived. There were pocket doors that led to Dr. Polino's office. His desk was visible each time they opened. There was a second door through which patients left. The examining room was off to his right and just had an open arch between it and the front conference room. The office smelled of antiseptic alcohol. Dr. Polino treated Ron when he had his asthma attacks. He used to go to the doctor who had been one of Rocky's family. He liked Dr. Merck, but that had just been something else that changed when Rocky left them. "So what seems to be the problem, Ronald?" "I hurt my knee." "How did it happen?" "I was playing football. I landed wrong." "Let's take a look at it." Ron pulled down his pants while Marjorie waited in the conference room. She didn't want to see his swollen knee again. It made her start to cry. The doctor probed and bent and twisted Ron's leg. He could feel it starting to swell again. The doctor was making it worse. Ron winced when he couldn't help it. He yelped. His eyes were involuntarily fixed on the distant picture of Marjorie, and he watched her, after each yelp had passed, recovering from it. "You have what we call a hot knee, Ronald. It's swollen, and there is fluid that is built up inside of it. Sometimes with rest and elevation, it can heal itself. Other times, the fluid needs to be drawn out." "Okay," said Ron. "You can get dressed now," said Dr. Polino. He walked to his desk and sat down and took out his prescription pad. He was pretty certain that his knee was going to be drained, but there was a chance of reabsorption because he was so young. When Ron was dressed, Marjorie came out of the corner of the conference room and sat in one of the chairs facing Dr. Polino's desk. Ron limped over and sat in the other chair. His knee had felt so much better before he came here. "This will help the swelling to go down. I need to see him again in 2 weeks. Until then, I want Ron." Polino turned from Marjorie and directed his words to Ron. "Until then, no strenuous activity, no sports, and you are to sleep with a pillow under your knee. Avoid stairs whenever you can. Do not take gym." Ron felt like each statement was a punch in his stomach. "What about school?" said Marjorie. "Keep him home for the next few days. That knee really needs to stay elevated if it has any chance of draining. Ronald, use ice whenever it feels hot." For the next 3 days, Ron felt like he was living in a cocoon that brought him back to a time when he was happy. There was no homework. There was no time to go to bed or to wake up. There were morning TV programs that he'd almost forgotten had existed. As the swelling went down and his range of motion improved, his hopes soared. Football players had injuries, but they got better. Even the great Frank Gifford had been knocked out of commission for a season. Maybe everything was going to be okay.